R22 tout le monde. Antenne Jeff Clack.
Good morning.
صباح الخير.
صباح الخير.
صباح الخير. How are you?
كيف حالك؟
حالك ترى.
كيف حالك؟ Comment tu vas?
Comment tu vas? Good morning.
Comment
tu vas? Bonjour. كيف حالك؟
Radio in Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Je sais pas.
Radio in Lesbos.
In Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Today in the radio in Camp of Lesbos. Today I have somebody in the table for the debate. The first topic is the life of refugees in Camp of Moria. The second topic, why the refugees leave the country. After last topic, speak for the music or artist in the Moria. But now I want to tell you, I have too much person in this table. First, Hodada. Hello, Hodada.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. I have Saha. Good morning, Saha.
Hello. Good morning.
I am Alain Delon, you know. Hello, Mr. Anoush.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Hello, Mr. Abbas.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Hakim.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you so much. You have, you know now, all people in this table. Now, first question for Mr. Kodada. Can you tell me one thing about the condition in Moria?
Yes, of course. Unfortunately, it's horrible now. There are a lot of people, they are living outside. They don't have even a tent, ISO box, anything. So, the food is not good. Many people are sleeping in the food line. When they eat their dinner, they sleep for breakfast to take water, to take breakfast. And then they eat the breakfast, they stay in the line for to take the lunch. This is really dangerous.
This is Sarah. Can you tell me more about the food line? What is the problem in the food line?
Yes, the food line is very difficult for each person. You go to food line. Many times in the day, waste in the food line. I mean, 4 or 5 hours for breakfast and 3 hours for lunch, 3 hours in for dinner, and waste many times a day. And if somebody broke a line, it makes fight between two person. It makes fight between another person, two groups of person. Two groups of nationality fight with each other because of the beginning of the break the line. It's very hard and it's very difficult.
Can you tell me more about the security in the camp?
Security in the camp doesn't work anytime. Anytime doesn't work. Just sit and watching the fight. Anymore.
Mr. Anoush? It's possible to give more your idea about the fight between the different nationality in the camp of Moria.
Yes, always the fight start a small matter about food, about maybe doctors, about many small reason. The fight starting from the reason, a small reason. After that, two ethnic or two nationality, they come together and make a big fight. I have experience from Moria before. I saw 3 or 4 big fights it's starting from a fourth line or maybe a asylum service line or the small things.
Okay, thank you. Now about asylum service, are you satisfied?
Asylum service also has problem. There is two asylum service, one of from European asylum service, and it's as a helper, and the main asylum service is from Greek. It's the main office, but they have different problem. The European asylum service, they do interview and everything, but they submit to Greek asylum service. It take a long time. Also, the asylum service, there is very rush, a lot of people. Somebody comes the decision, but they don't say the person your decision coming. The people waiting for a long time. It's my experience. I did interview, but I was not in Murio. After 1 month, I ask about my response person. Do you look my decision in the asylum service? But she came to the asylum service and she look my decision came 1 month ago, but they don't tell me your decision coming. It's same to another person. It's very, very boring process.
Thank you so much, Mr. Okay. Anoush. Now I'm going to ask the question for Mr. Hakim. Hello, Mr. Hakim. Can you tell me more about the slowness of service in HCR?
میتونم موردی یکی پروسه مهاجرت بسیار سلو پیش میره در موردی از روی دلیلش است که بسیار با کندی پیش میره همه پروسه کیسی مردم دلیل از چی است؟
یس میخوام درباره از یک پروسه کارهای مهاجرت چرا با کندی پیش میره گپ بزنم. به خاطر پروسه با کندی پیش میره که مهاجر زیاد است، از این دلیل واقعیت رسیدگی برای کلشان سخت است که تا که این همه مهاجر در پروسایش رسیدگی کنه، چون از یک ملیت نیست، عرب است، افغان است، از چندین کشور است، اینا بررسی کردنش وقت طول میکشه. اما از این دلیل وقت دلیلش نمیفهم که چرا به کندی پیش مره دیگه، دلیل دقیقا نمیفهم، به خاطر که در این پروسه خودم نیستم. دیگه چه علتایش همی بود که ما اینجا برشون گفتم دیگه شد.
There is an of slowness of process cases is there is many people and the asylum service they have they don't have too much work hard to process all of the case. Due to this reason the process is very slow, and maybe they are have another reason, but I don't know.
Merci, thank you so much. Now you want to listen the interview for three persons to have other idea about the refugees come. Now first in Sarah, after you can Alan.
Hello, my name is Sahar. I'm from radio program. I have some question of you. Are you refugee?
Yes, I'm refugee.
Where do you live?
I live in Moria camp.
And what is the situation of a refugee camp?
In Moria?
Yes, in Moria.
The situation of refugees in Moria is really bad because they don't have enough space to live, and also the food is really shit, and they have to stay in the food line about 3 or 4 hours in the morning 2 hours in the for lunch and 2 and 3 hours for dinner every day.
Listen to the atmosphere of footline in Moria camp, and people go to footline from 3 o'clock in the morning and waiting for food for van, and when the van come and bring food and water, especially for water, people waiting. And give the water and breakfast and come back to their home at 8 o'clock, I think. And 4 hours they waste in food line in the morning.
How's the line food line about, I think, a lot of fight from the food line. Do you agree with me?
Yes, there is a lot of someone they broke the line. Someone from Afghanistan, from Syria, from Africa, they broke the line and they make terrible for all of the people. And that's because sometimes they fight with each other in the food line, and it's become the start of fighting is many times the start of fighting is food line. After that, at night, they fight with each other in the big, all of them fight with each other at night.
Who can help the refugee? You think who can help the refugee?
Me?
About the situation and fight and so and so.
I can't help with myself too much. I just can help a little, sometimes with translating, sometimes with speaking with them, and also we can talk with refugees. For example, I'm from Afghanistan. I can talk with Afghanist people. Okay, you don't have to fight. You have to focus on your situation, on your case, and you have to improve yourself. You have to go to English class. You have to go to Greek class. You have to enjoy your time. You don't have to fight. You don't have to all the time thinking about fight. Also, someone from Africa or someone from Syria, they can help refugee like this. They can tell them, okay, you leave your country for fight, for you leave your country for war. Now you are here. You don't have to fight with each other because you're in the third country. And you are going to find some good future. And if you leave your country for war, but why you are fighting here with each other? This is all of us. We can just talk with people. We can change their mind, and we can just do like this.
Yes, thank you. About the situation, you think who can help the refugees about the situation? About being better help the another place to live?
I think government of Greece and also European Union, they can change the situation.
Yes, thank you about answering my question, hope you good future.
Thank you so much. No problem.
Okay. you hear the voice of the midnight in the Moria camp. Must be around people speaking with together and another one. Are you a refugee?
Yes, I am refugee. I am.
And do you live in Moria?
No, I am living in Mytilene right now.
Yes. You were in Moria before then Mytilene?
Yes, I was living in Moria for 5 months.
You know Moria camp, yes?
Yes, I know that.
How was the situation of a refugee in Moria?
To be honest, the situation of refugees in Moria, it's worse, and day by day it's getting worse and worse.
Who can help the refugee in Moria and another camp?
There is many organizations that they are trying their best to help them, but I'm not sure how this process are going.
And you hear the voice of a people in the middle of Moria, very a lot of people speaking, and a lot of work outside and inside the Moria. In the middle of the Moria, the whole people can see each other here in town, like town in city.
Hello, my name is Sahar. I'm a reporter for Refugees Radio.
Hello.
Are you a refugee?
Yes, I'm a refugee.
Do you live in... where do you live?
I live in Moria.
Yes. Where are you from?
I'm from Afghanistan.
How's the situation of Moria camp for the refugee?
Here is not good for life. Because here is dirty, we don't have water every night, and this is big problem. We don't have doctor every night. My husband goes to food line at 3 o'clock morning and come back at 8 o'clock. 5 hours just for breakfast. And he comes to line at 11 until 2 o'clock, 3 hours for lunch, and he goes to line again at 5 o'clock and come back at 8, 3 hours for dinner. He wastes 11 hours for his day in food line. That is horrible. I don't know what is the future of a refugee. I hope somebody helps us.
I hope so.
Okay, Sahar, now we want to listen to a second interview for Alain.
Chers auditeurs, bonjour une fois de plus. Ici, c'est Alain Delon. Je suis ici au camp de Moria et j'ai un invité devant moi à qui je vais poser certaines questions et qui il va essayer de nous apporter des éléments de réponse. Cher monsieur, bonjour.
Bonjour monsieur.
Comment allez-vous?
Ça va tout doucement par la grâce de Dieu.
Merci. Vous êtes quand même mon premier invité qui dit ça va ici au camp de Moria malgré les conditions. Bon, déjà, on va directement aller tout droit au but. Pouvez-vous nous raconter un peu les conditions de vie ici au camp de Moria?
Bah, les conditions de vie ici au camp de Moria, c'est tellement compliqué, les choses ne se passent pas vraiment comme prévu, comme nous on pensait. Ici, le matin, c'est compliqué pour manger, c'est compliqué pour manger à 12 heures, c'est compliqué le soir pour se laver, pour faire ses besoins. En fait, pour faire presque toutes les courses ici, c'est tellement compliqué. Et je ne sais pas si c'est dû au fait que nous sommes tellement nombreux dans ce camp, parce que le camp est tellement surchargé au point où les gens dorment un peu de partout dans la rue, certains jours. Donc, en résumé, ici au camp, les conditions sont vraiment pas favorables.
Merci beaucoup pour votre rapport et votre élément de réponse. Bonjour, bonjour, une fois de plus, chers auditeurs de Focus Radio. Nous sommes ici en présence de monsieur.
Et l'empereur?
Bonjour, monsieur l'empereur.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Comment allez-vous?
Bien.
Et monsieur, est-ce que vous aurez le plaisir ou l'amabilité de répondre à certaines de mes questions?
Avec plaisir.
Bon, déjà, nous allons commencer directement. Et vous êtes un réfugié du camp. Déjà, comment pouvez-vous nous expliquer comment sont les conditions de vie ici au camp?
À mon avis, ici à Moria, les conditions de vie ne sont pas réunies. Puisque de un, il y a surpeuplement ici, les conditions de les dortoirs sont surchargés, la nourriture ne suffit pratiquement plus aux réfugiés, et aussi l'insalubrité dans les toilettes. Il y a aussi les maladies qui viennent temporairement par moment dans le camp. Et voilà.
Et merci, monsieur.
Hello, thank you for the interview of Alain. Now everybody have a different idea and different answer for this topic. Topic one, the life of refugees in Lesbos camp. Now I want everybody can ask the question. For example, Sarah. Can you tell me one thing about the help system in Camp of Moria?
Whole system is not good, I think, because there isn't enough doctor for the camp, and people they don't have doctor in midnight and night. Maybe one person want to doctor at midnight. What can they do? And maybe it very hard. Maybe and heart attack. What can they do? It's very low. I don't think it's good to a lot of people. Just two or three doctor in day and in the night they don't have any doctor.
Okay, if I can bring my other idea, I think help system have too much problem. But first, because in the camp you have too much person, but you don't have the doctor. That is the first problem. The second problem in the camp when you see the doctor don't see you very good because doctor have too much person. When you say for the doctor, I have pain here, doctor don't look. If for example you tell the doctor, for example, I have problem with this, say okay, give you the pills, okay, goodbye. Because too much person, you don't take the time to see why you don't feel you have pain of everything like this. That is very important problem. After the security, for me, I think is not good because you have too much person don't sleep the tent. First, people sleep in the tent, not better. You have other person sleep, no tent. For me, I think it's not good. Mr. Anoush or Mr. Hakim or Mr. Abad, what do you think about everything in the life of refugees in Lesbos?
I think the Murio camp designed for 3,000 people, but now there are more than 8,000 people. It's not good. Also, the local government of Lesbos gave an ultimatum for the UNHCR 30 days if they don't clean the camp and don't move most of the refugee for another place, they may close the camp. Because now there are very, very hard situation. Yesterday when I went to Murio, I saw most of the people that don't have a tent, don't have enough blanket. Also, at the night came to rain, and all of them was wet. But the directors of the camp cannot control the situation, cannot manage everything. I don't know, it belongs to the budget. Maybe they don't have enough budget, or it's a reason to keep refugee in this island and get more money from European country. I don't know the real reason, but they can, if they want, they can control the situation. But I think they don't want. This situation is have income for Greece country.
If you remember, in the front in camp, you have also the water for the.
It's normally every day.
Very problem.
Yes.
For the health.
It smells every day. It smells bad.
And now I think a little music for the relax. After go back to the second topic. Thank you.
Radio in Lesbos. Radio in Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Je said I was.
Radio in Lesbos.
In Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Radio in Lesbos.
Je chante ce refrain juste en improvisation. Il me demande d'où je viens. Sans réponse, je m'enfuis dans ma passion. J'ai pas voulu être réfugié. Mais c'est la vie de toutes les façons. Je chante ce refrain juste en improvisation. Il me demande d'où je viens. Sans réponse, je m'enfuis dans ma passion. J'ai pas voulu être réfugié. Mais c'est la vie de toutes les façons. Les jeunes se battent tandis que tu dors. Après tu diras tel est mon sort. À chaque essai c'est le même décor. Et puis quoi encore, ça c'est tu vis sans effort. Tu restes planté, ta vie dort. Tu passes tes nuits à rêver d'or. Tu te fais être de remords. Fais fort, petit accord. Pourquoi chaque sale coup et à bord et accuse les autres et à tort. Il n'y a pas de sous-métier. Sont toujours lésés ceux qui regardent devant les pieds. Si on te l'avait jamais dit, ici pour réussir, il faut un mental d'acier. C'est grâce à ta bravoure, ton envie de réussite que certains te félicitent. Le Seigneur donne toujours à ceux qui le méritent. Vas-y, lance plusieurs tentatives. Pourquoi tu hésites? Hérite le chemin dans la vérité, fais des rites. Médite sur tes approches. Comme on dit, se voit au quad. Accroche tes dépenses aux dépens de tes poches, mon frère. Je chante ce refrain juste en improvisation. Il me demande d'où je viens. Sans réponse, je m'enfuis dans ma passion. J'ai pas voulu être réfugié, mais c'est la vie de toutes les façons. Je chante ce refrain juste en improvisation. Il me demande d'où je viens. Sans réponse, je m'enfuis dans ma passion. J'ai pas voulu être réfugié, mais c'est la vie de toutes les façons. Façons.
Lève-toi, quitte le drap, tends tes bras, ton rêve est phare, éclaire ton chemin à plein phare. Dégage de toi toute pensée négative, le désespoir. Fais de ta joie la quête de l'espoir. Vois si ça traîne, fais de la bonté ta proie. À chaque fois, estime que la prochaine est la bonne foi. Et la foi, et fais du travail ta seule voie. Faire avec amour ce que tu crois, tu goûtes pour toi. Et God te saura si tu n'oublies pas. Each one porte sa croix. Au fil du temps, ton expérience s'accroît. Tu veux savoir pourquoi? Parce que t'as bossé dur avec tes propres doigts. Comme ça, la chance est reste chez soi. Un soir, un mois, va y, amuse-toi. Ainsi, la vie est faite. Fais de tes défaites des leçons. Quand c'est bon, fais la fête. Estime-toi, ne coûte pas derrière les miettes. Préserve-toi, ne chasse pas les fillettes. T'inquiète, respire de la bonne air des sœurs qui aident. Ma nigga, et Sojo ici. Focus Radio. Je chante ce refrain juste en improvisation. Il me demande d'où je viens. Sans réponse, je m'enfouis dans ma passion. J'ai pas voulu être réfugié, mais c'est la vie de toutes les façons. Je chante ce refrain juste en improvisation. Il me demande d'où je viens. Sans réponse, je m'enfouis dans ma passion. J'ai pas voulu être réfugié, mais c'est la vie de toutes les façons. Façon. Et Sojo ici, couplet exact, mais refrain en improvisation. Ok, my nigga, focus radio. Stop now.
سلام دوباره مجدد خدمت شما یک مسایبه گره دیگر گره
Hello for everyone and I found a person I want to interview with him. Hello brother, I'm Akim from Radio Refugee. I want to have an interview with you. Could you tell me about your reason that you left your country and came to Europe?
My name is Mohammed from Jaghori, Ghazni, Afghanistan, and the reason I left my country, all of the world knew about the Taliban and other terroristical groups. That groups make problems for the Afghanistan people always, and this time another group grew up by the name of Daesh. They only focus on the Shias and Hazaras people, and they killed the Shia and Hazara. That's the reason I left my country, and I want to be alive here. Until I live in a peaceful society. Also, I want to live in a good situation.
تشکر علت آمدن شما به افغانستان همین
بود. That's the reason I left my country.
And
I want from European country
they understand
our problem, but they don't deport us to my country because there is not safe for people, especially for Hazara and Shia. Actually, they are not safe for us.
تشکر از
Thank you for your interviewing.
خیر باشه تشکر.
You're welcome.
The second topic in the program about we want to speak about why people left their country, and we have six person here. About we're gonna speak together with about this, and we have Khodadat next to me. Where and I have some question. At first, where are you from?
Hello, I am Khodadad. I am from Afghanistan.
Why you leave your country?
Because in Afghanistan there are not the good government. We don't have really. There is not legal. Isn't safe. There are war, big war. Not there are three, four groups. Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Daesh, really, this is really bad. So most people, they leave their country because of the they are not safe. Yes, the most problem is the war.
And are you happy to come here?
I'm not happy, but I have to come here. I had to come here.
And Alain, nice to meet you. What would happen if you had stayed in your country?
For me, I have a problem in my country. It's not possible to me to first go back because I have too much problem here. And the second time here, I'm not fine also, but I think here is better because here it's possible to not to have better life, but to stay, to live.
And where would you like to go?
Where it's possible to have what I can say. I don't have specific country, but my reason to only to live. That is the first problem. I leave my country because here it's not possible. I'm there, I want to leave. But after, maybe I can have a new idea to go back, to go for other country, but now my first reason only leave. Thank you.
Thank you. Anush, what is the reason of you coming from such a long way from Afghanistan to here?
I left Afghanistan. I came Iran and Turkey, but both of them, that country doesn't have a good policy for refugee. They don't support the refugee. Iran, most of the people from Afghanistan, they are for 40 years or 30, 35 years in Iran. They don't have allowed to education, and normally life, they don't have access, bank, everything. The Iran government doesn't support the refugee.
Racist.
Also, Turkish, same. The Turkish situation is both of them. I was for 2 years in Turkey. Only the UNHCR gave you a paper, send you for a city. After that, they didn't support you. They don't give you food or house, everything. You must find everything. And also, every time they, if they want, they can deport you to your country. For this reason, I crossed the border and came here.
It's you answered my second question too. How many countries did you cross? You cross Iran, Turkish, and then here. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And Hakim, how much did you spend during your